Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous segment, we saw the stiras and the sugyas bekesher lechazkas marakama. Is it midin chazaka kamaisa, or is it midin chazkas mammon? And now we're going to be miyashev these stiras. Gemara says, "Bav mitzia kufam aleph v'nukme bechazkas marakama." Let's establish it bechazkas marakama. And the other person will be a motzei mechaver olav v'raya. So you see that we're talking about cheskas mammon. Because if it would be a chazaka of iser, chazaka de dina, this lashon of a motzei mechaver olav v'raya isn't shaykh. So you see that cheskas marakama is in the world of cheskas mammon and not cheska chazaka kamaisa. Nevertheless, they say nukma b'cheskas marakama v'lehavidach a motzei mechaver olav v'raya. So smashin, there are two inyanim here. You're mamid b'cheskas marakama. And also, there's a din of hamotzei mechaver olav v'raya. The birat dvarim is devadai it's clear that at the end of the day, when all is said and done, marakama is effective midin cheskas mammon, mitaris cheskas mammon, as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains. That even though b'mitzias the mammon is not in his hand, nevertheless, we consider it that the mammon is in his rishus, and the other person is considered amotzei mechaver olav v'raya. But that in itself needs a hesber. What's the svara that just because it originally was yours, it's like you're being muchzik in it now? Now, when we have a suffix, the mammon is in tachas yado. So for that, we need the chazaka de meikar. The sort of the chazaka is that we were machriya, the suffix, that was nola lefaneinu, and we assume that it wasn't nishtana mekamos shahaya, and it's b'chaz kasa. We assume nothing changed. So too, when the suffix was born on the mammon, who it belongs to, we have to machriya pi chazaka de meikara, v'lo nishtana mekamos shahaya, and he's still bailim. So since Alpi Chazaka, we have to machriya now. He's the Bailim. Now he's the Bailim. We consider the Mammon Birshuso. And now he has a Cheskas Mammon. So it's really two things. The two of them work together. We declare, which one is it? Chazaka Kamaiser Cheskas Mammon. And the Teretz is Baida is Gerecht. They're both correct. It is a, ultimately it's a Cheskas Mammon. But it starts with a Chazaka Kamaiser. The Chazaka Kamaiser tells you nothing changed. And therefore, it's like it's still in his rishus. And memeli is a cheskas mammon. Kumtais. That the mammon is in the chazak of the marakama and he's considered muhsuk is not because yesterday before Leidus the Suffolk he was considered bailim. That's what the Crunches Hesfeka says. Crunch Sveika says, okay, put the suffix aside. We're not sure. He was the Bailim yesterday. So let's keep him as the Bailim. But rather, even now, after Leidus the suffix, we assume that he's the Bailim. And that's only Alpi Chazaka de Meikara that tells us that now he's the Bailim. And now we understand Gishmak, the Lashon of the Gemara. That we're Mamid Becheskas Marakama. And through that, we have a din of hamotzei mechaver olav v'raya. Why? How we ma'amid b'cheskas marakama? Because of chazaka k'maisa. And then the other one, now that we say it's in his rishus now, the other one person is hamotzei mechaver olav v'raya. And that's the lashon of the Maharsha that we referenced twice in the previous year. That idea cheskas marakama havalei k'muchzuk mamish b'mamon. Right now he's muchzuk in the mamon. Sayin achinami, he is a muchzuk. But once he's a muchzuk, what do we say? But how does he get to be a mursuk? He gets to be a mursuk because of chazaka kamaisa. We assume nothing changed. Mele, he's a mursuk, and you can't take it away from him. Lefize, Everything is geshmak. According to this biur, it emerges that the whole din of cheskes mammon that the Marakama has is miyusud, is founded on the din of chazaka demeikara. After you're done din chazaka demeikara, now the mammon is in rishus and is chazaka. And if so, those sveikas that mitaratzman, you can't be machriya that mikoch din chazaka demeikara, he doesn't become muchzuk mammon klal. And therefore the chazak of the cheskes marakama helfnish isn't effective for him. Because you have to come on to the chazaka demeikara in order to get your cheskes marakama, in order to get your cheskes mammon. If you don't have the cheskes marakama to start with, then you have nothing to build on. There's going to be no cheskes marakama. And that's why, that explains why, like we said in the previous shir, previous segment of this shir, that in the sfeik of treyu trey, according to the Man D'Omer, that the suffik is an absolute suffik d'oraisa, cheskes marakama is ineffective. Because the gather of chazak d'meikara is to be misalik the suffik and to be kovev for us that we shouldn't be mistapik. That's what a chazak d'meikara does. You have to start with that there's no suffik here. And trey u'trey, the din is that there is a suffik. So if you hold it, the Gemara Yifama says that sveika d'oraisa, then you can't come on to Marakama, you can't come on to cheskes marakama. Why not? Because in order to come into Cheskes Marakama, you need a Chazaka D'meikara, then nothing changed. That there's nothing to be mistapik about. But Trey O'Trey tells us that there is a suffik. And Mimele, you have no basis upon which to build your Cheskes Marakama. So we never pass in the Chazaka, the person never became a Muslik, he never got the Shlav Bet of Cheskes Marakama, of Cheskes Mammon. Because he wasn't able to start with Shlav Aleph of Chazaka d'Meikara because of Suffik d'Oraisa. And also, like we mentioned in the previous year from the Mishnah Lamelech, that in the Sveikat Adina, if you have a Suffik, what the halacha is, Cheskes Marakama doesn't help. Because a Chazaka k'maisa that nothing changed isn't going to, in the Metzias, is not going to affect the din. So a chazaka kemaisa is not machriya a sveika dedina. Once a chazaka kemaisa is not machriya a sveika dedina, you can never come on to marakama. You don't have shlav aleph, you can't come on to shlav bet. So that's all. That explains the sugyas from which it was mashma that it's a chazaka kemaisa. The sugin yavamis. And Tyson Bava Basra Lamed Beis, that in Sveika Dedina you can't say Uki Mamona Becheskes Marakama. Because Sveika Dedina isn't Machriya a Chazaka Kamaisa. The Chazaka Maisa, excuse me, is not Machriya Sveika Dedina. As the Mishnah Melech says, again, it's in, you want to look it up, Tumas Taras Perakei Sof Aloch Aleph. I think the Pshat is because the Chazaka Maisa says nothing changed in the Metzias. But how's that Machriya Safik Bedin? So Mimela, be the pshat as it may, a chazaka maisa is not machriya a sveika dedina. And therefore, you can't say uki mamona b'cheskes marakama. Because in order to have a cheskes marakama, you have to start with the chazaka de meikara and a sveika dedina. You don't have that. So that's only in a suffix that mitzad atzmo, there's no chazaka. Masha'en kain, Lenin cheskes marakama, b'makom rov, b'cheskes haguf, bari b'shema. We saw three cases in the previous segment. We saw that cheskes marakama is stronger than a rov, it's stronger than a cheskes haguf, and it beats out a bari. From there, we wanted to prove that that's a cheskes mamon mamish. Because if it was a chazaka d'meikara, isn't going to beat out a rov cheskes aguf and bar v'shema. Teretz says no. Chazak de Meikar alone is not machriya. Chazak de Meikar alone is not machriya. But they're not mafkia, the chazaka mitzar atzma. The suffix is a suffix, sheroi ladin bodin chazaka, but there's a psak against the chazaka. And the din is that the hachra of rov, cheska saguf, and bari against the shema is stronger than the hachra of the chazaka. But since the chazaka mitzar atzma still exists, there is a hachra that the mammon is his, is the marakamas. Just if you would have to paskin it, you would paskin lefi the rov and the bari and the cheskas haguf. But the etz and the chazaka is still a chazaka. Then we say, but if it's a chazaka, then it's his, because of chazaka kemaisa, memeli is a muhsik mamish. And muhsik mamish beats the rov, cheskas haguf, and bari. And based on this, we can be miyashev that the cheskas marakama is effective if there's trey and trey, since we hold that trey and trey is only a suffix to Rabbanan. And we asked in the previous segment, why don't we say midrabbanan it isn't effective? Just like in other sfeikas, it wouldn't be effective. Why do we say in cheskas marakama that if it's only a suffix derabbanan, it's not a suffix betzim, midaraisa or ma'ad b'chazaka, only derabbanan we're not. So why do we give it to the marakama? Why don't we say that it's still a suffix? The answer is that dafka of trey and trey is a sfeika daraisa, that means that this is a suffix that be'ikra lo shaykh b'chazaka. And therefore you don't have a marakama because you don't have a chazaka to start with. Because you have a suffix betzim. But if you say that it's a suffix derabbanan, kumtois that meigradin, this suffix is like other sveikas, where it's shaykh to talk about a chazaka. We have a chazaka. Midaraisa, we have a chazaka, it belongs to him. Just the rabbis were machmir when you have a chazaka, not the paskin, I'll be chazaka, since it's neged eden. But since that's the case, you can still be done here, chazkas marakama. Because be yisod adin, you have a cheskas maraka. Yeah, you have a achoras achazaka. He becomes a muhsuk. The second he becomes a muhsuk, now you come out to cheskas mammon. And cheskas mammon is valid. Even betray utray. We're not paskining the din. Al pi chazaka negad aedin. The psak is hamotzmei chaver all over right. Now you can't take it away anymore. Once we establish it in his rishus, you can't touch it. If it would be a suffix be'etzem daraisa, so now there's nothing to talk about. He doesn't know chazak. It's not his. It's not in his rishus. No chazaka kamaisa. No cheskas marakama. Nothing. But since you hold that it's be'etzem, there is a chazaka daraisa. He is considered that he has a chazaka de meikara. He is a chazaka de meikara, and memela, we're mamid it, this mammon, in his rishus mamish. And it's going to be effective, even if it's trey u'trey. Because you're right, we have Edom against it. We also have two Edom against. But if you have two Edom against and two Edom for, what do you say? Say Amotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. That's a Cheskus Mamon Sprach. Amotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. Because it is Mamish Motzi Mechavero. It is his. Why is it his? Because it's not a Suffolk Be'etzim, it's not a Suffolk Doraisa. Midoraisa, we're Mamid B'Cheskasa. Just we have a Suffolk Derabbanan. So we say Hamotzi Mechaver all of a raya. Normally, if we have a suffix, so we're going to be Machmir. But here we say he's holding on to it. So you bring a proof. Based on this, we can also be Miyashev. Why the Gemara brings from Bar Shatya, or brings a raya from Bar Shatya of Hamotzi Mechaver all of a raya. What do you need the raya from Bar Shatya for? We don't know Hamotzi Mechaver all of a raya that Misafik. You're not motzi mamon. So if Hashem gives us koach and moach, b'li neder, I hope to answer this kasha as Reb Chaim does in the third segment. We should all be zocha l'umo du l'lami l'shmar b'lasa, so l'chaim is called divrei salmu torasa v'ahava. So we learned the big yisod today in Cheskes Marakama. Is it a chazaka d'meikara or is it a Cheskes mamon? The answer is both. Very Jewish answer. Very good, sweetest friends. The Chazaka d'Meikara is Mamon in his Rishus. And now Mamela, he has a Cheskes Mamon. Can't touch it. It's stronger than a Bari V'Shema. It's stronger than a... Stronger than a Bari. It's stronger than a Rov. It's stronger than a Cheskes Aguf. But if you would hold that Treo Treis is Sveka D'Oraisa, and you don't even start off with a cheskes with a chazaka to make hara. So male, there's no chazaka. You can't give him the land. Als cheskes marakama. And we also saw that in a sveka de dina, it's not shaykh to say uki mamona b'cheskes marakama. Because cheskes marakama is like all other chazaka kamaises, that nothing changed. But b'sveka d'dina, it's not shaykh to say uki achazaka d'meikara, that nothing changed. And memela, it's not shaykh cheskes marakama. Meaning there we're saying that the chazaka d'meikara never started. Because it's a sveka d'dina. Memela, there's no cheskes mamon. You can't come on to shlap bed of cheskes mamon. So, this is a huge sugya, obviously. You can look up the Talmudic Encyclopedia on Chazaka and just see that's like for a start to read a volume just on Chazakas, and a tremendous amount of literature, and besides that all the Rishonim and Achronim. But here we had a nice little taste. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.